From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a Yemeni man was arraigned in a military court at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. 34-year-old Salim Ahmed Hamdan is the first detainee being held at the base to face trial. He was officially charged with, among other things, conspiracy to commit war crimes. Hamdan's trial is what the government calls a military commission, a type of tribunal. The last time the U.S. mounted military commissions was nearly 6 decades ago. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the courtroom today, and she's on the line with us from Guantanamo. Jackie, how did the prosecution describe the charges against Mr. Hamdan?
Robert, they are all conspiracy charges. One was conspiracy to attack civilians, another to attack civilian targets. There's also conspiracy to commit terrorism and another one to commit murder. Now, Robert, those are the general charges. More specifically, the government says that Hamdan was a driver and a bodyguard for Osama bin Laden and that he delivered weapons to Al-Qaeda operatives. Hamdan's lawyers say, you know, that they admit that he was a driver for bin Laden, but that ended long before the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
How would you describe Mr. Hamdan's appearance and his demeanor in court today?
Well, I must say it was quite a dramatic entrance into the courtroom. A set of double doors opened, and Hamdan, who was flanked by two very large MPs, took a couple of steps into, by that time, what was a very quiet room. Hamdan is very slight. He's very underweight, or he looks very underweight, and the suit jacket he was wearing, gosh, was at least two sizes too big for him. He was not handcuffed or shackled, and the MPs were not carrying guns. As far as his demeanor, Hamdan broke into a very broad grin when he shook hands with his military defense lawyer and the Arabic translator. But once the proceedings got going, he often looked a little confused or unsure of what was going on.
Now, what actually was going on in these proceedings? This wasn't really the trial of facts, was it? It was kind of a preliminary appearance in court.
That's right. It was all pretrial proceedings, and much of the day is being taken up with challenges to the qualifications and the impartiality of the five military officers who will be hearing the case. This afternoon, during the open session, Hamdan's lawyer, Lieutenant Commander Charles Swift, asked about their backgrounds, and two of the military panel members admitted they had experience in Afghanistan. One worked in intelligence there, and the other was involved in tactical operations. At that point, the presiding officer closed the court so Hamdan's lawyer could ask more sensitive questions. But before they got to those questions, they asked things such as whether any of the members or their friends or family had ever been victims of a terrorist attack. And, you know, it sounds like questions in a jury selection in a civilian court. And really, that's because these panel's members are the jury.
The military defense lawyers have expressed their unhappiness with the way that these panels are set up. Did they express such unhappiness today?
Oh, yes, right from the very start. One of the panel members is what's called a presiding officer, and he's there primarily to make decisions about scheduling, that type of thing. But the defense lawyers say that he's taking on the powers of a judge, and they really don't like that. Other things like they're allowed to use secret evidence. The defendant can't see this evidence, but his lawyers can, so he can't challenge it in court. So there's a lot of those type of things that have to get sorted out. And Hamdan's lawyer asked that, filed several motions asking simply that the case against his client be dismissed.
How long will these proceedings go on?
It's expected to last till the end of the week, and there's four defendants, and they're all expected to finish up by this week.
Okay, thank you, Jackie.
Thanks very much, Robert.
It's NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba.